Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But right now, let's find out what's going on out there in Madison. Howard Moore, Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball assistant coach, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Coach, how you doing, man?
Oh, doing all right. How are you?
Well, we're doing well. Welcome back. We're glad to have you. Give us as to what's going on, because you guys started off on fire. You've run into a little bump in the road, if you want to call it that, or a couple of bumps in the road here as of late. Yeah. So give us a lowdown.
Well, you know, we're playing some really good teams, you know, and obviously the Big Ten is going to be a buzzsaw this year. And, you know, we're, you know, kind of going through it a little bit and, you know, trying to find our niche. The biggest thing is just getting ourselves in a, you know, a little bit of a hole early and, you know, having to fight out of it later in the game or the second half. You know, and that just comes from just mental preparation and making sure we're doing all the right things, every possession, you know. And Coach Gar has kept it real simple with our guys as far as what we emphasize. You know, obviously we want to take care of the ball. We got to rebound and we got to play defense. We do those three things, we always have a chance. And, you know, there's been games where we didn't take care of the ball, you know, and that hurt us. There's been games where we didn't rebound well, and that hurt us. And then there was games where we didn't defend well, and that was the key. So, you know, we put all three of those things together, we're a really good basketball team. And we were doing a lot of those things early. We just got to get back to those. But, you know, hey, like anything else, we're deeper in the season. Teams got more film on us. So they're going to take away the things that we were doing well earlier in the year. And now we've got to adjust and make sure we cover the things that we can cover.
Last year, you guys obviously had some injuries to deal with. This year, you get some of your key players back. And we started talking yesterday about Badger basketball and had a lot of people up north started to write about, you know, about some of the guys that you have, but specifically Kobe King. Talk about his development, for the fact that obviously dominant in high school and that has the ACL injury and then tries to come back from that. But talk about how it is you guys develop a basketball player there, because people are expecting big things out of him and they're just not seeing that yet.
Well, you know, you got to keep in mind now, he's a redshirt freshman. So, you know, he's not going to be a kid that, you know, is going to come out and score 20 points every game or, you know, play big minutes every game. It's still an adjustment for him. You know, and I'm thinking early on, you know, you see a lot of the mental hurdles that he has to overcome. When you come off of a, you know, an ACL injury like that, that is traumatic, especially for a young kid. And, yeah, he was coming on before that injury. But keep in mind, there's ebbs and flows with freshmen. And so even though he was going on a really good high peak, he was still making freshman mistakes. And he's doing that now because, you know, you're still trying to figure out the tempo of things and, you know, how to defend, whether it's in an open court, the half court, how teams prepare for you. And so he's still on that learning curve as far as trying to find his niche. But we saw some really good things in the second half of the Maryland game the other day that shows that, you know what, he's starting to just say, you know what, hey, I'm going to just do what I can do. And as Coach says, control the controllables. And not worry so much about making a mistake, but just being aggressive in your play. And we really want him to harp on the defensive end, because usually when you focus on the defensive things, the offense just comes because you're in the moment. You're engaged in the game from the defensive standpoint, and then the offensive stuff comes. When you're worrying about your shot or how many shots you're taking or when am I going to shoot, then everything else suffers. So when he focuses that way, I know things will come back into play for him, and he's going to be a heck of a player for our program.
Back-to-back losses at the Kohl Center is not something that is highly thought of, obviously, and you guys obviously don't want to do that. But the Kohl Center was always the fortress. There was this level of confidence that came with it. Is it the bump in the road right now, and you talked about having to getting down early and expelling all your energy and coming back. Is there just something missing? Is it just not hitting shots? Is it just not getting that extra board? Is it, what is missing right now?
Right. Well, you know, it changes. Like I said, there's different variables. There's times when the shots don't fall, and we're putting so much pressure on our defense. Like, you look at the Minnesota game, and we just couldn't – you know, we just couldn't make a shot. And then all of a sudden, the second half, it happened. If our defense didn't show up, that's a 30-point loss, you know. And we were able to at least keep it within range by halftime so that we just didn't, you know, let the bottom fall out. But then the second half, the shots are falling. We're, you know, playing a little bit better. And like any other team in the country, when your shots are falling, everything else comes into play. Your defense is better. Your rebounding is sharper. You know, when the shots aren't falling, you put so much pressure on your defense, so much pressure on other facets of your game, and it's just a struggle. You know, and I think that's one of the keys. You know, defensively against Purdue, we were struggling against guarding, you know, the three-point shooting and the post. And when you're struggling with those things, it puts so much pressure on you to have to go another end and score. And, you know, and those are the things that just, you know, comes in different variables. So as we continue to grow as a team and find our way through this season, finding our identity, I think the biggest thing is just making sure that we're sharp on both ends of the floor, every possession down, whether we're home or away. You know, it really doesn't matter. But you're right. At home, we do have a lot more of a presence at home. The confidence level is usually higher. The shots are falling more because of the familiarity with the Kohl Center and, you know, playing within the home realm and, mm-hmm. and home fans and things of that nature. You know, but hey, teams are trying to defend us, you know, in a way that takes away our strength. And we've got to adjust and make sure that we're doing the right things with the ball.
Talking with Howard Moore, Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball assistant coach, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. I talked about Kobe King. Talk about some of the other guys. You got Brad Davison right now, and he's been kind of one of those key cogs right there near the top of the statistical leaderboard, so to speak. But
right.
This engine kind of goes as Ethan Happ goes, and there's a lot of people kind of scratching their head going, man, if Ethan Happ should go down, who picks up that pace? Is it Trice? Is it Davison? Is it Reavers? I mean, you know, who's going to – Pritzel? I mean, who's going to give you that other set of scoring minutes that you're going to need so desperately, specifically as you get into the tournament, because we know people are going to collapse on Ethan Happ.
And that's fine, because that's the thing that we've always talked about as a team, is the fact that, you know, Ethan is a huge factor in what we do. And if people are going to collapse on him, you know, we've got guys, like you just mentioned, that can make open shots when they're available. And you saw it the other night when, you know, and people were so worried about Ethan inside, you know, who was the beneficiary? Last game, it was Nate. You know, he was mm-hmm. able to knock down some shots. They were collapsing on Ethan. They were double-teaming Trice on the ball screens, and he was coming off. So Nate was the guy that was open, and yeah, he had a stretch where he was 4-for-4 from three. You know, we've got to be opportunistic when people do those things. And, you know, obviously we're built to go inside, you know, and Ethan is a high, high usage player. You know, he's going to touch the ball every possession, whether he's bringing the ball up, whether he's, you know, touching it in half court or getting a post touch off a ball screen roll, whatever. He's going to get the ball in multiple positions in multiple areas. So our team has to play off of his movement and his cuts and his play. And when we're comfortable with that, we're really good. And that's what you saw early in the year, where people were just trying to figure out, how do we stop Ethan? And now when they're doing that, you know, guys have got to be, you know, playing off of him. And like I mentioned, being opportunistic and being in the spots where he can find you to hit open shots and layups.
Now you got Michigan on the docket coming up next, number 2 in the country. They're a dynamite team, but you got them at home. And
yeah.
you hope that the Kohl Center is going to be rocking. So you would have loved to have had a couple of wins coming into this ball game, but this is where you try to rebound, maybe shock the world, so to speak, and knock off Michigan. What do you got to do to beat Michigan?
Well, you got to take care of the ball, first and foremost. There's not going to be a lot of possessions in this game. And they're not a high turnover team. They're not going to turn the ball over either. So every possession matters. You know, and we like to keep our turnovers less than 8 or, you know, 7 against a team like this, because they're not going to pressure. They're not going to trap and do all of those exotic things defensively. So we got to take care of the basketball. Every possession, we've got to get something positive. And then obviously we've got to defensively make sure we shrink the floor and not allow them to spread us out, allow Simpson and Teske to run at high ball screen and pick us apart with that play and really put pressure on our defense. And then we got to make sure that we run good offense. We got to make sure we go inside out. We got to make sure we get good shots every possession and make their defense move. You know, it's been much written about how they're good defensively, and we feel we're pretty good as well. But the key is going to be who's taking care of the ball, who's getting the most out of their possessions, And again, rebounding. Who's going to rebound those balls and make sure there's no second or third chance opportunity?
Always great to chat, my friend. Thanks so much for coming back on the program, joining us. Best of luck this weekend, and I'm sure we're going to talk more throughout the season. But hang in there. Hopefully things turn around real quick.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot for having me on, and on Wisconsin.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. Howard Moore, Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball assistant coach, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years of making it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. Hey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.